Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Tasmanian Devin here, and I'm on my last podcast of International Builder Show, and I'm so pumped to be sitting in the corner of the booth of Oknoplast USA. And so I've had an awesome experience here getting to know the team of Oknoplast, and I'm so pumped to be doing this podcast here in Vegas and bring the momentum from so many cool things, from their grand opening of their first U.S. showroom in Chicago. I got to know them through their virtual experience, our AOC lab did. We made a bunch of videos and so many cool product stuff that we learned about. So go check that out. We'll have all that information in the show notes to go learn from that. And we're going to have some fun with this. So the one of the challenges and that we've been figuring out as a team is to say, what do we call things in English versus Polish? So I'm gonna go through, and as we get to know the people we're interviewing here, we're going to talk through window terms from English to Polish, talk through who is Oknoplast, and I'm going to challenge them and talk to them about why they expanded to the U.S. as the European leader in UPVC windows. And so without further ado, let's go in and have the speed round and get to know the head of marketing, Magda, the head of the U.S. market, Dominic, and the owner of Craftwood, Jacob. All right, Magda, you get to go first. We're putting you on the spot here to get to know you. So what's your full name and what you do with Oknoplast?
Okay, so my name is Magda Cedro-Czubaj, and I'm chief of marketing for Oknoplast Group. And I'm responsible for, I think, everything that we are doing about our product and communication.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking about it. So
thank
first
you for
getting to know you
here.
Is what's your favorite beverage?
Green tea.
Green tea, yeah. All right. And tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
It was Georgia, but not Georgia in the US, but Georgia country in Europe. Really amazing place, really wild with very, very good wine.
All right. And what's your favorite thing you like to do after IBS and doing all this crazy work with the Art of Construction?
Hiking with my family.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about Magda, who's the head of marketing. Next, we have Dominic. Now, same questions for you. What's your role, your full name with Oknoplast USA?
I'm Dominic Mrichko, and I'm head of US market.
Awesome. And what's your favorite beverage?
In the past, it was Scotch whiskey. Now, it's a bourbon. American bourbon.
All right, cool. You've got to spend some time over here in America dialing in Oknoplast USA, right? So you're in charge of going from your headquartered in Poland to then Europe, and now you're entering the US market, right?
Yes, we are now on the way to set up the American subsidiary of Oknoplast in America. So now I'm doing this job to recruit our team for Oknoplast USA, but now what we are doing is to present to show to the American market our products, our offer to American market, why we are better, why our products are good for American market, and what we can do here.
So you've traveled a lot, going all the different places in these markets. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
My favorite place is, I think, it's Cape Town. It's a very, very nice place. I visited, I think, 2 years ago, and I was impressed.
What's one story from your trip to Cape Town?
After we developed in Europe, and I was helping Oknoplast to develop other countries to export our windows, so one of the targets was to find a place where we can expand outside of Europe, because we became a leader in Europe, and Europe became too small for us, I would say. So I was trying to find out where's the best place to export our windows. So we thought about Africa, so that's why Cape Town, South Africa. But after a lot of traveling, I found out that United States, North America, is a great market, so that's why we decided to do a business here.
Awesome. And what's your favorite hobby outside of the art of construction?
I like skiing and winter, and I like kite surfing and summer. So it's...
Well, I can tell you he's a great skier. We actually had the pleasure when he came into town last week and went up to Keystone and had some great turns together. So next, what's really cool about Oknoplast here is launching to the U.S. is that they are really committed to setting up good dealer partners. And it's cool that when I said, let's do a podcast together, they say, well, let's bring our first dealer into the show. So what they did is we have Jacob here as the owner of Craftwood. And so tell us the story of what led you to being the owner of the first dealer in Chicago as Craftwood representing Oknoplast.
Yes, my name is Jacob. I'm from Chicago. We are the first dealer in Chicago on Oknoplast windows. And the story started 3 years ago. We decided to sell Oknoplast for a few things, because there's a quality, there's something which we don't have here in U.S. And I'm Polish, 100%. I grew up in Poland. So I know European product, because I was 21 when I left Poland. And my parents changed, my parents lived there and they changed windows in Poland. So I was impressed. And I thought, I'm selling windows here for 15 years. So I thought that would be a good idea to bring something here, which is something different. And good performance, there's a lot of innovation in the product. And it works. Awesome. Open up a showroom in Chicago around 2 months ago. Now I can say it was a very good choice.
Awesome. And so what's your favorite beverage?
Oh, that's cappuccino for sure. Cappuccino. But the one in Italy.
Okay. Yeah. Special sure. Cappuccino. All right. Yes. And what's a favorite place you've traveled?
My favorite place I ever traveled, it's Montana.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful.
What's
I loved
the story from your trip to Montana?
We took ATVs from Chicago, me and my four friends. We went to Montana, and Montana is so big and so clean. So we were driving around, it was excursion pretty much. We were driving around the parks. 8 days, we made 800 miles, and we're sleeping in the tents in the middle of nowhere, between the bears and all the wild animals. We were drinking water from the creeks. I couldn't believe it how beautiful it is.
Awesome. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the art of construction?
I gotta ask my wife, what's my favorite hobby? Because when I tell her ATV, she says, no, you don't like ATV. It will be for sure ATV.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Magda, Dominic, and Jacob, and we're going to go on a conversation here, learning about why importing windows to the U.S. But first, let's go have some fun with this. And we're going to go through, and there's a really cool video on their homepage to kind of talking through Oknoplast. It's a really fun video, and what got the inspiration from this is they actually show some words on there. And so I took those words from that video, and I'm going to say the word in English, and then we're going to get to know you a little bit more while you saying the word in Polish. Does that sound like fun?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, Magda, warmth.
Ciepło.
Dominic, light.
Światło.
Jacob, design.
Design.
Yeah, for sure. I knew, I was hoping that I was going to get the reaction that I thought it'd get. That was good. You're like, oh, I love the thinking. All right. We'll give you another one. Safety.
Bezpieczeństwo.
All right, Magda. Silence.
Cisza.
Comfort.
Comfort.
See, some of these words are already
know. Almost the same.
For me, give me the simple one, please.
Well, we're going to end with a complicated one, is together in the space.
Razem w pomieszczeniu. But it's got a lot of meanings.
Yeah.
Razem tutaj. But I think I would
because it's one of our...
Main claims.
It is, we create the space.
And it's part of our, you know, mission and vision, because we want to create a space not only for our customers, because we have windows that are put in their houses, so they create the space in which our customers are living, but we are also creating the space for our employees and for our partners and dealers, business space and, you know, working space as well. That's why space is a crucial word in our dictionary.
Cool. So, Magda, what's the story of Oknoplast?
You know, last year we celebrated 25th anniversary of Oknoplast. The company was built by one guy, Adam Placek, and now the president is his son, Mikołaj Placek. So we are a family company. We hired around 2,000 people now. We are now one of the biggest PVC producer in Europe, and I think one of the most famous brand there as well. But we are still working as a local, I think, company. The mission, the vision, the, I think the idea that we have is very...
We started 25 or even now 26 years ago on the Polish market, and after 10 years Oknoplast became a leading company in Poland. And after that time, the owner decided to go outside of Europe to start export windows and doors. And 2004, Poland became a member of European Union, and we started to expand in Europe. And now we can say we are one of the leading companies in Europe, with our subsidiaries in Germany, France, Italy, where Oknoplast brand is very recognized brand and renowned brand. So after more than 20 years, like mentioned before, we decided to do something more, to go outside of Europe. And that's why we are here now in the United States and North America, starting to set up something new.
Yeah, and you've definitely made a splash here. And as we were doing the video shoots the other day, you said, well, this door we really developed with Jacob. And this was a swing door that I've seen so many people just be like, this thing is a tank. And then they learn about the design pressure ratings and the capabilities of that door. But it was really cool, like the first comment Dominic said is like, we worked to integrate and develop this with Jacob. And that's what's really cool about listening to their dealers to figure that out. So Jacob, let's talk about PVC windows and go a little bit further into Oknoplast. Why is the dealership you lead with that product?
So I want to go back to what Dominic said for a second. About recognizing Oknoplast in Europe. We got customers in the past, they're American customers. They went to Krakow. When they came back and came to our showroom, they said, oh, we know Oknoplast. We saw them in Krakow everywhere. So that's we're happy because of that. So we're trying to do the same thing here in our market, Chicago market.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. It's just about education. And as we were dialing in for this podcast, it's like, okay, they're a European leader of tilt-turn windows. And we got to get over the fear of, in the U.S., we're not used to tilt-turn windows. But we had this fun thing last night with a bunch of window dealers they brought together. And one of the comments that resonated with me was, well, the clients we want to be put in these houses, they go to Europe and they go travel, and that's why I ask you the questions. The favorite place we traveled is they create these experiences, and the tilt turn is like this really neat feature. It just hasn't become the economies of scale or mass produced in the U.S. So Dominic, talk to us about, in the simplest terms, tilt turn windows versus single hung casement sliders. What's different about that?
Turn windows are, I'd say, different than a standard American window. It's based on a very, very rigid reinforced profile, which makes possible to make really large sizes even in one sash. So the second thing is that tilt and turn windows allows you in the tilt position to ventilate your room very easily, and you can open it, swing inside for a very easy cleaning. So we bring some innovation to the American market in a function of tilt and turn window, but additionally we bring a lot of other options like colors. For example, we have a large palette of colors, more than 60 colors, which you can combine from in and outside. And then a smart home solution like opening your windows and doors with, for example, Alexa. Alexa, open the door. And that works. That's super cool. Oh, I heard Alexa. We're in the booth, so Alexa's talking to us here. So if you heard that, nice. Alexa's going off.
And she said, it's not cool. I don't know why.
So tell us about the actual lines of windows. Correct me if I'm wrong, they have the Pixel and the Winergetic. Can you kind of talk through the actual products that Oknoplast offers, Jacob?
Yes, they offer many of the design. Our favorite design is the Pixel, for sure, because the trend on the Chicago's market right now, it's a simple, squarish window. So Pixel fits there perfectly. And
I'd say that the whole U.S. is kind of that theme of the, I'm looking at this amazing, massive door system here, and we'll talk about lift slide along with the tilt and turn, but this black, big, expansive, clean,
correct,
square edge.
And you know what I love about that PVC with thermofoil, it scratch, you got to use a really sharp thing to scratch it. Like, for example, you can scratch a vinyl painted product very easy. You can handle the product to your room, hit it by, and scratch already. So that's a very nice feature.
So that's the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit more about. You're saying 60 colors, different inside and outside. And so there's a window foil in the U.S. is not something that's staying. You know, a lot of the fenestration materials will be just PVC in its raw state, or like you've mentioned, painting on that, or aluminum structures where they're powder coating or different.
Yep.
You guys actually work and put a film over either your PVC or your aluminum to give you those different expansive colors, but it also gives you some other benefits. What are some of the benefits of those foils, Dominic?
This is a very durable foil, which tested even in Arizona under a very, very extreme conditions. It's engineered for window profiles. And like I said before, it's very, very durable. It's UV array resistant, it's heat resistant, and you can even remove gravity from the surface of this foil. So it's a really great product.
Awesome. So, Magda, we worked with your marketing team and we were kind of paring it down into saying style, performance, and innovation. What are some of those bullet points when we talk through, when we say style, what are some style things about Oknoplast?
Yeah. You know, style is also one of the our key points or words in our dictionary, because you know we are working with Italians and we are really quite well known there, and we know that to be there you have to pay attention to the details, you have to pay attention to design, you have to be very stylish at the end. So we try to create windows. We don't want to use ready to use profiles or solutions. We are trying to find something new, something really beautiful at the end. Because as I said, we are creating space. So space is also something that should be beautiful.
Awesome. So when it comes to style, you have the European tilt turn, expansive color palettes, and being that most recognized European brand is something in the U.S. that's like, that really caught my attention talking with you guys. So, Dominic, performance, what are some of the performance features that you guys really hang your hat on and you work so hard with your R&D team to talk about?
So, European requirements for windows and doors performance are quite high. And I would say they are higher than the standard requirements on American market. So we designed our windows or engineered our windows with a very high standard performance. And it means a very, very good U values. We can even achieve the values for windows for passive building houses. Then a very good performance and design pressure and standard, and a lot of other features which are what makes our window a very high technology product.
And the last thing, innovation, Jacob. And I had the pleasure of going to the first exclusive Craftwood showroom. It's beautiful. It's well done what you guys did there, well as here at International Builders Show. And when it comes to innovation, I've been blown away by, go check out, we did videos. They programmed my finger to the fingerprint to open the door and motorization and all this stuff. But with you doing your showroom in here in IBS, what would you say about innovation with Aknoplast?
Innovation with Aknoplast, they got so many things. They like Dominic mentioned before, Alexa, any window can be operable by Alexa, can be tilted by Alexa. The fingerprint, like you said, they also have a door opener. The door can be open by opener outside. So there's some needs for it. I understand we all understand their needs is not every day. It's something unusual, but there's from time to time we got a question about things like that. So we're very happy to have pretty much everything people want.
Awesome. And so what's your showroom all about? Where is it at in Chicago?
Yeah, our showroom is in Noble Square, Chicago. That's downtown Chicago, not the Loop, but downtown. It's a very nice location. We're very happy, actually, that we open it. Thank you for saying that's a nice showroom. It's very convenient for architects, designers. The truth is, people from Chicago, they don't want to go to showrooms on suburbs. So we came to Chicago to make them a convenient way.
Awesome. Well, we're going to close this out with two questions that we always ask the Art of Construction tribe. And the first one that we ask is, what is that one thing you would leave for contractors and affiliates to help them grow their business with all of your history of knowing in windows? So we're going to go through that. And then any last words that you would have to just leave the Art of Construction audience. So we'll start with you, Jacob, and we'll go around the group. So what's that one thing that you would leave from this conversation when it comes to European brands and European windows coming to the U.S. for contractors and affiliates to think about to go out and crush it and grow their business?
I'm sure, 100% sure that it's customer service. And for us, it's very easy because Aknoplast is providing the best customer service they possibly can do. And that, like Dominic said, they looking for people here. And I hope they're going to hire that nice and professional people as they have in Poland, because it's a pleasure to work with them. So they're giving us very good customer service. We can provide the same thing to our customers. And I think this is very important as far as contractors and developers.
Awesome. Dominic?
I would say we are here to help the dealers to make a great new business with a new brand on the American market, which is Aknoplast. And like Jacob mentioned before, we help our dealers to grow with us, and we partnership with our dealers. And this is the most important thing, that we hear what they need, what the market's needs are. Then we adapt and help to develop our products range, our services, so that we can say in 1, 2, 5, or 10 years, we succeeded together.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying come to the contractors and affiliates, make sure you're coming to places like International Builders Show to go find new products like Aknoplast and learn about tilt-turn windows. Because if you're not innovating and you're not looking and finding new things, you're going to be left behind. And I like the part where you said, you know, exclusive dealers that can, you're setting up for them to have another option, another window, if they're a window dealer or contractors, to say another option in their home. So the last, Magda, what's that one thing for contractors and affiliates to grow their business?
I think flexibility, as a matter of fact, because this is our strategy, to listen to the market and to make sure that we adjust what we have to the needs of our dealers, our partners at the end. So we try to be as flexible as possible with the innovation that we are bringing to the market as well.
Awesome. Well, this booth is amazing. It's been really fun getting to know all the Oknoplast team and working on those translations and figuring out what we call stuff here in the U.S. and having a bunch of fun with it. And Arta Construction's big fans and excited to see what you guys do with Oknoplast USA. Thanks so much for having us come and share your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers.